Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
You're listening to our
big
epic
adventure
season 2. Guys,
sorry if that was terrible for your ears.
That wasn't too loud.
That's fine.
So basically, we've been gone for a while, took a little bit of a hiatus slightly, but we're so excited to be back. And I think
I feel like we needed it a little bit.
No, we did bad. Mm-hmm. So at the end of season one, which is so funny to say, we're like, let's take a look back. There were so many issues that we came across.
There were.
And we had so many plans for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe just said, you're not going to do any of those things at all.
They were like, no.
So we tried to do YouTube and my computer.
We even got microphones.
Yes, we even got microphones, which probably should invest in some better ones.
No, they were terrible, and that's fine.
They were so bad. But we got the whole video recorded, 45 minutes, opening season 2, and it was so good. Like, I even had, like,
it was
highlights
really funny
for TikTok. I had so many stories. Chloe had so many stories. And
alas,
my computer couldn't process the video. It would only do 37 minutes of the video. And I was like, the best parts are towards the end of it.
Right.
So we scrapped that. Mm-hmm. We did get some fan mail.
We did.
Thank you.
It's on our Instagram.
Yes. Check that out
if you haven't seen that yet.
Because that's just like, when we have our own studio, we're going to have like those little stuffies.
Yes.
That little.
They'll be in the camera frame.
Yes.
If we record.
And also, like, I feel like I had, like, as much free time as I had, as much gaming as I did, it felt like I had no free time.
Yeah.
And
we were working so
literally
much.
We worked, like, I think I worked, like, almost every day of the week except for, like, I don't even know when I didn't work.
Literally, when summer ended, I still felt as drained as I did at the beginning of the summer.
And
it never went away.
And so we're going to get into this. We're not really going to be talking too much about our workplace anymore, guys, because we have oomphies that listen from work.
Yeah.
And we don't ever want them to feel like we are, trying to make fun of, like, the work ethics or, like, that we don't like to work with them. Because, honestly, there's only one person that I really don't like to work with there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, I feel really, like, strong about how well they work with me.
Me too.
Like, I get frustrated sometimes.
Well, and it's also, like, when you're working in an environment that is so hostile, not from my coworkers, just from the people and from just being in the food industry, it's like everyone's tensions are up.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why everyone does everything that happens. And it's okay because we all literally do that shit.
Right.
So it's fine.
One thing that needs to happen there, and this is where I'm like, this will be the last thing I'll say on work, is there needs to be open communication.
Mm-hmm.
There is no communication between everybody. There's always like, somebody said this about this person, and that person doesn't even know that that other person is upset.
Yeah.
And y'all know how that goes.
Yes. And I think it's about, like, caring about each other and caring about each other's shifts, because we all know how shitty it is to work there.
Exactly. We're
so
all,
like,
under that stress.
Yeah.
We're all under the same stress.
If everyone just does what they need to do, it's chill.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
that's that on that.
Yeah. So we're not going to be talking about our undisclosed work location anymore. I'm sorry if you guys liked those, but
because everyone can relate to that shit, but that's
and it
fine.
Did, it really did. It kind of opened up a new perspective for me. Like, as much as I can get frustrated and rant about how work is, like, people listening aren't going to see it in the same way that I said it. You know, if you know what I mean? Like, something that I thought was just, like, describing a situation might have, like, could be taken as, like, me bashing someone. And I never want anyone to feel like I'm doing that to them.
But most of the time, it's literally just complaining about the job, not even about, like, the people.
Exactly. So, no more work talk. And also...
But I can talk about my school.
Yes, yes. Go for it.
Yes. So, I am now placed in an elementary school. 5th grade math and science.
One plus one.
Hey. I just went there for the first week this week. And I've been helping out around the classroom, and I start student teaching in November. So I'm really excited, but also really scared.
But that you get more days off, don't you?
Because
like whenever they don't have a day off, you get that day off, right?
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to. And I feel like kids are never gonna be like super judgmental.
Yeah.
Because they see you as like, oh, this is just another teacher in our classroom.
Right.
Who's trying to teach us. And
it's so crazy the authority I have over those kids. Because I'm like, literally, I was like, don't do that. And they were like,
No, that's literally me. Like when I was in school and someone would even just tell me to like quiet down, I get so embarrassed. Same. Like cherry red. Right. I'm going to put my head down. We can have quiet time.
I won't say a word the rest of the day.
It's kind of interesting because you're learning as much as they are learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like teachers that have been in there for so long, they don't necessarily see themselves as like needing to learn anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're always going to be learning with every new class that comes in.
Yeah. And my the teacher that I'm going to be with, I'm going to be with one for each subject. But one of them I had last year. And she requested to have me back. So I was like, yay, yes. Thank you. And then I came and it was like, I was already there for so long. Like, she remembered me and we just went back to being chill. Yes. And it was lit because, like, I was so nervous that it was just going to be different.
Mm-hmm. And but, you don't have to, like, reintroduce yourself or anything. That's so nice.
And they're really funny. And I'm someone who, like, puts comedy in like everything. Mm-hmm. Not even comedy, but just like,
I mean, come on.
But it's just funny and I love making jokes with them, so it's chill.
And so what I've been dealing with is moving, gaming. So I'll say I miss my apartment so badly, guys. I'm much closer to Bowling Green State University campus now, which is very nice because I can walk to campus. However, our parking situation is so bad, and the state of the home that we're in now, it used to be a frat house. When we first moved in, we had to clean sponges were black, the carpet cleaner water was pitch black gray, it was just so nasty in there. And, I got my room somewhat to what I like the first month. I absolutely hated the layout of my room because it's like a lot smaller than what I had at the apartment, but like I kind of shifted everything around and figured out
color
worked.
In there.
Yes. So what Chloe's not gonna tell you the color she speaks of is I am someone who, if I see something on TikTok that's cool, I want to try it out. Right. Okay.
And aren't we all like that?
I see a new food, I want to try it. I see
I see it on TikTok shop, I want to try it.
The Baja Blast Gelato with Taco Bell, I'm going to try it.
For the record,
mid.
Oh.
Mid. It wasn't even gelato. It was like Italian ice, more like.
Oh, was it like cream? No. Like, was there dairy?
No, I don't think there's any dairy in it.
Oh.
So
interesting.
Anyway. The color that I put into my room, I saw this woman on TikTok and she was like, if you're worried about decorating your room as a renter, you can use cornstarch liquid and fabric as like renter friendly wallpaper. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing, because my room right now, my mom described it as serial killer vibes, and the lighting in there is horrible. I don't get any light. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just need like color in here, something that's going to like create a better vibe. So I was like, let me go get some, what was it? I think it was forest green fabric from Walmart. Uh-huh. And I employed Rainbow Pizza.
Shout out Rainbow Pizza.
Lauren.
Shout out Lauren.
It was so we couldn't find liquid cornstarch anywhere.
Mind you, he asked me to help, and I was like, I was like, that's not my cup of tea.
You were like,
you also never texted me to come over.
Yeah, so true.
So that's not my fault.
And also, I feel like we already had three people working on it. A fourth person would have just made us all pissed off.
I probably would have sat there.
So I had to make this liquid cornstarch in a pot, and it was like so.
Was it oobleck?
It was what? It was like oobleck, but like not. It was a very strange liquid. And we did make a little bit of oobleck. We had a little bit of fun, but it got everywhere. There was cornstarch on my bed. There was cornstarch all over the carpet. It was on my walls, obviously, because I had to plaster up the fabric. Mm. And it's this boiling hot liquid, because if you let it cool down, it starts to like clump up even worse.
Oh.
And
how did you put it on the wall?
So we got paint rollers, because it's thick enough that it like lays out like a paint. But it's clear. It dries clear.
Uh-huh.
So we would plaster the wall, and then we put the fabric up, and then we plaster over again. And the amount of times this fabric fell down, do not do this. Do not, seriously, do not even think about doing this, because it was the most frustrating. It took like 3 hours. I thought it was only going to take like an hour, maybe.
Right.
Because we had to cut the fabric. There was like parts of the fabric that I screwed up because I can't cut things correctly. Like, seriously, you give me a pair of scissors and it's going to be like jagged cut up. There's going to be like little flaps of the paper cut.
It's not gonna be a straight line.
No, it's terrible. But I have it up. It did work. My wall is green.
You should put a photo in the Instagram.
Maybe like when I did it I should.
Yeah.
Because like right now my room is not.
No. I'm sure you have another photo in there.
Do not take a picture of the city room right now. But it was kind of fun. It was kind of like a little bonding moment, because I was so stressed out at the time and I felt like I didn't have any control over like my life at the time. And now I'm through it, and now we're back in school.
And here we are. And
here we are back in the studio.
Shout out to all the motherfuckers that that were asking us where the pod was.
Yes.
Because I felt so loved, and I was
honestly,
like, wow.
And I feel so bad, because I was like, it's going to be back.
Yeah.
But like, it just never, like that summertime was
summertime
wild,
sadness.
Crazy. I got that summertime. Lana, join us on the pod sometime. Wow, we would love to have you. No, I'm not even going to get into Lana Del Rey.
No.
I can't right now. But speaking of music,
yeah.
The VMAs just happened on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
I didn't watch it live.
I was playing Overwatch, which I've been absolutely obsessed with, and I used to cringe at people that played Overwatch because it
I still
is
haven't downloaded
so cringy.
It.
But huh?
I still haven't downloaded it.
I feel like it would piss you off. I feel like you would get.
Is it like a story time game? I mean, not story time, but like a storyline game.
No. There's no story. Oh. There used to be in the first one. Overwatch 2 is more just like, I don't know. It's not like Fortnite, but it's like a battle royale type game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like specific characters that you can be. And then you play based off that character, and like you're on a team
and
all the time.
Do you have like only certain like guns or like only
Yeah, you
certain...
only have one gun like per character.
Uh-huh.
And like you just have like different abilities based on that character, and like you get uh-huh. good at that character, and you can be like. Like, I play Ramattra, just for everybody, and Zenyatta, and Ashe sometimes. But it's so frustrating. And it's so much fun, and I can't stop. And I even, like, I don't.
Wait.
Whoever plays Overwatch, when I closed my eyes yesterday after I got done playing, I saw D.Va's shield blocker thing in my vision.
No.
It wasn't. I dreamt of Overwatch all night. It makes me exhausted.
I'm dead at you. And also, I want to shout out the Oomphies that played Fortnite with us.
Yes!
Shout out, Raj. Shout out. not Sydney.
Wait, I just saw Raj.
Where?
Raj was crossing the street as I was crossing the street. I think he had class or something.
That's but, yeah. Fun.
Anyway.
Shout out Raj. Shout out Tinsy. Shout out Minch. Shout out Mazozy. Shout out Rainbow Pizza.
I need...
It makes I think me, we need all of those people in this
I,
room.
I need them all in this room. And something that's... So Mazozy is going to be on the podcast next week.
Mm-hmm.
And...
For those of you who don't know, he was the one that was on the Johnson. Pod. Dakota Johnson. Someone the recently... Actress. Someone recently in one of my classes was like... So, did you actually have Dakota Johnson on your podcast?
Please!
I literally was like, well, actually, no. But yes.
Yes, we did have Dakota Johnson.
But yes, we did.
Not quite Madam Webb.
But
that
was funny.
So, Dakota Johnson, a.k.a. Mazozy, is mm-hmm. going to be visiting from Colorado. And we're going to have him on the pod. And I wish... So, Rainbow Pizza, if you're listening, Rainbow Pizza, mm-hmm. I am pissed off. She just went to Disneyland last week.
How did I not know that?
She's been AWOL.
Oh. I could have been MIA, I can't lie.
Bad.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad because, like, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but, like, my friends have been asking me to hang out and do stuff, but I've just been so antisocial lately, and I know it'll be good for me to hang out, mm-hmm. but like I just want to lay in my bed because I'm so exhausted Trust. From everything, and like well, I have graduation to think
about.
Yeah,
it's a big change for you coming up. So mm-hmm. like,
and so anyway, so Rainbow Pizza just went to Disneyland last week. She had an amazing time.
Lit.
We'll get into Disney soon.
Yeah, I need to know.
And now this week, tomorrow, she's going on a cruise. She is what? Booked and busy with these vacations.
I'm jealous. No, where's the cruise right? to?
Where's the invite?
I swear.
I don't know. I'm not sure. See, this is what I mean. Like, I have no idea. But she's going to have a grand old time.
But she's getting back for Mazozy?
Yes, Saturday. Well, I won't be revealing any schedule information because of you creeps. A.K.A. we'll get into Chapel Roan soon. So... I wish that Rainbow Pizza was going to be on the pod with Mazozy at the same time because that would just create the amount, like, the create... energy. You guys would be able to
Wait,
experience
why can't
our
she?
Fortnite squad.
Can we record on Saturday when she gets back?
Are we going to be able to get in here?
Yeah. They only have something at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Guys! Well, we have to make sure she's okay.
And we have to make sure that door's unlocked.
Because Rack City is very shy.
Oh, yeah.
But she is one of the most amazing people in my life ever.
We'll just chill before, and then it will be chill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That's a good idea. We get the freak going.
Yeah.
And then we continue the freak
on the pod.
Yes,
yes.
That's a great idea. But now we have to... No, we'll talk about this after. I'm not. Cut. Chat Pause. Clip that.
Chat clip that.
So.
Also, we're going to go live and.
Yeah. Wait. I could do TikTok live on our. Oh, no, not on our account. I could do it on my personal.
Yeah, because you're so famous. Please.
With my 493 followers.
Thank
yes.
you.
So, I do have another thing. I'm not going to get this pod up tonight, probably. But my brother, Peter, is having a comedy show tomorrow night at the Tea Club in Toledo. And I'm so excited to go see it because I haven't seen one of his sets yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't want to embarrass him, but I want him to be on the pod. And he wants to come on the pod. And then, so we'll give you an update on how that goes, guys. Yeah. And he'll be one of our next guests.
Maybe we'll give an update then, yeah. whenever he's on.
Mm-hmm. And... Now we have to get back to the VMAs because I just tangented like crazy.
Yeah, that was a crazy tangent.
We swerved around yeah. and we did a figure eight. Now we're back.
And now here we are.
So the VMAs, specifically Chapel Roan telling the photographer to shut the
Beep.
Up. So
what are your thoughts?
When I first saw it, I was like, there's no way that she would have just said that unprovoked.
Yeah.
Because Pop Crave, the first video that was posted, was just Chapel Roan saying shut the fuck up to this photographer.
No beginning.
No.
I didn't see the beginning.
No, exactly. And so I was like, this is about to get, like, Chapel Roan has already been facing so much controversy lately. And I just feel like this moment, like, a lot of people were sticking up for her, but a lot of people were like, oh, this is why I don't think she's right for the industry.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is going to get spun so badly. And I found the original video and the photographer told her to shut the fuck up first. So she was just defending herself.
And wow. Of course, they would cut that out.
No, exactly. And I was like, whatever. This can't be the whole story.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the fact that people think that celebrities just need to, like, accept all of the hate that they are, like, receiving all of the time from everyone, and especially when it's in person, like, no, stand up for yourself, especially when you want celebrities to be good role models, when they have such an influential impact. You want somebody who is going to stand up for themselves and show what a boundary is, because if not, it's just going to keep continuing and everybody is just going to, like, continue to bash. Like, I have such an issue with stan culture, but we don't have to get into
that too today. I just don't understand how, like, people can be so hateful.
I know.
Like, I'm what? Like, why do you give a fuck?
Like, sometimes it can be really funny. Like, when it comes to Onika Burgers, that is one of the funniest things to come out of stan culture ever. But most of the time, it's racism, it's homophobia, it's just nastiness that doesn't need to be there. Especially, like, if you want to criticize someone, then criticize them based on, like, their performance, based on, like, how well you enjoy their music or how good, like, production is. Don't bring something in that's totally not related at all, especially when it's, like, something so hateful.
But also, even with, like, influencers, I feel like some people just, like, went viral for basically no reason, and everyone is so quick to, like, bash them.
No, exactly.
Or to love them. And then after they love them for a while, everyone turns on them.
And then you have those people in the comments who are like, I've always said this about this person.
Yes.
And I'm like, you find out that these people are real people and that they are nuanced and they sometimes have negative qualities. And you just pinpoint that and you, like, explode it.
Right. And it's also like they never asked for the attention. And also, like, you can't expect them to be a perfect person.
Exactly. And I feel like, if you got famous today, how would you want people to react to that? Would you want them to, like, and obviously you can be like, well, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. But when you're constantly hearing, like, things over and over and over, it starts to get to you.
Well, and they're like, okay, why is this person even viral? And you're like, I don't fucking know. Okay, well,
when it comes to Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah, that's insane.
I don't ever with that girl. But that's not because, like I don't think that she should be famous. I'm just like, what the hell? What are you doing here? And
well, it's also like she's trying to, like, build on that crazily. Like, why is she going to, like, fucking random ass concerts and shit?
No, and like, having Talk to a podcast. Get out of my face. Back to Chapel. Because
back to Chapel. Damn, that was ages ago. I'm sorry, guys.
mind you, we're already almost 30 minutes in.
Holy shit.
Chapel had already faced controversy because she was talking about, so one, she canceled shows to do the VMA rehearsal. People were mad at her for that. I'm like,
I don't like
this
that.
This is one of the biggest shows of her career so far. And it's going to be televised to however many people, and you're mad at her for canceling a 500
how many
people show?
Shows.
I think just two. One of them got rescheduled. And one of, like, just one of them she canceled. And I'm like, that's such a normal thing. Like, you realize you can just go back to that. You might not be asked to sing at the VMAs, like, ever again. Yeah. That might have been, like, your one chance, especially if you decline it.
True.
Like, they might be like, oh, she's not going to want to do this again.
Yeah.
So she was in controversy for that. And then she released a statement.
I can see where the anger comes, though, a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that the tickets were frustrated that your show's canceled. But, like,
I don't understand hating on her for that. Especially if you're a fan and want to go to her concert.
And she served at the VMAs.
Yeah, she did. It was amazing.
Absolutely. And, like, there were so many people on Twitter that were like, oh, you can cancel as many shows as you want to, girl. Like, if you're going to be doing this, like, cancel them all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. You can perform. And so, like, I understand being, like, upset. But it's like, why are you sending her death threats?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of death threats, she released a statement on her family and how she has, like, she's trying to stay out of the public eye because her family is, like, receiving death threats and stuff, and they're stalkers, and she's worried about their safety and her safety, which is totally fair.
Yeah.
And
also, she blew up so quick. It's like, it's like she probably doesn't have the resources to get security for those people
right
now. Like, she probably doesn't even have that kind of money yet. Like, she doesn't, like,
this album was released around this time last year.
Yeah.
And it blew up in, like,
recently,
May, June.
Yeah.
And, like, so she obviously, like, she put the music out so people could listen to it.
Yeah.
But she, I'm sure a small creator didn't expect to go that insanely viral. Like, Lollapalooza was a blowout.
Yeah. That, like, was amazing.
Insane crowd.
Dude, the Hot to Go during that was crazy with everyone doing it. That's, like, so fun.
And the fact that, like, she still performed so well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she was some, like, wannabe artist.
Yeah.
Who, like, auto-tuned her way through the album. Like, she has the vocals, and I don't care if you don't think someone should be famous. If they want to be an artist, they should be allowed to create their art, and if it gets popular, that's not their problem.
Yeah.
Like, they should be allowed to, like, if you don't like their personality, they should still be allowed to create their art.
Right.
Like, people are listening. It's not going to stop. So, what's the issue?
I agree.
Yeah. I just feel bad.
I think people are just so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Why do you care at all? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It was so funny. And someone called her our generation's Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
And I was like, kind of. And it's interesting. Well, hopefully it doesn't end the same way. That would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
But she's also a Pisces. And Kurt Cobain's a Pisces.
Oh.
So
we'll see.
I don't know. It's like the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And she makes so many good points, and she's done so much for the gay community.
I agree.
Even just in the last 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Like, why are you guys mad? I don't know.
Right. Well, because people don't want to see gay people at the top.
Yeah. It's
essentially.
True. And it's like people are mad that she is like, I don't want to hug you.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
I'm
just
sorry.
Respect that boundary.
But also, like, hugging. I don't even like hugging anyone.
I don't hug anybody.
Yeah.
I, like, it takes everything to me just to hug my family. I'm like, okay, this is happening now.
Right.
Like,
I'll hug my family and people I really, really care about. But, like, if someone random is coming up to me on the street and be like, oh my gosh. Hi.
I'd be like, they're gonna knife me
literally. Like, I'd be like, wait, are you gonna slit my throat?
No,
right,
exactly. Like, okay, back up.
I'm sorry,
but I would probably,
that's a little, like, far for me, but
we're still getting used to being back on the pot. No, exactly, because that's exactly what I would think would happen,
right?
So I don't know,
that would be terrifying.
I just don't think that she deserves all this hate. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
And her album is absolutely amazing. Like, I don't think there's a single skip. I really don't. Other things happened at the VMAs.
Did you see Sabrina's performance?
I did. Britney Spears said, why was she kissing an alien? Why wasn't she kissing a girl? Pause.
What?
What do you mean? She's like, why are you kissing an alien? You should have been queer baiting.
Oh, literally.
I'm dead. But I'm like,
where did Britney say that?
She posted it on her Instagram story.
I'm dead as fuck.
And then she went into, like, how she's into coloring and tracing like pictures. What? And I was like,
girl, what's going on?
I'm just like, but it also is like, Britney Spears went through so much, and, like, she was like, she had to perform in so many, like, didn't she make out with Madonna or something on stage? And I'm like, that was the norm for. But also, like, true. Katy Perry and Doechii.
Yeah.
They kissed on stage at the VMAs.
Recently? At this past
the VMAs
song?
During their performance together. And I'm just like, guys, we already know what queerbaiting is. It should be, like, something not done anymore.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
But also, like, why kiss?
Seriously. Like, how is this adding to your performance other than, like, I don't know, trying to make guys happy?
Yeah. Like,
is this creepy? It's creepy. Just creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
unless it was, like, an actually, like, out person.
No, seriously. Like, two lesbians?
Yeah, like,
come on.
Come on.
I don't think either of them are. Katy Perry's married to Orlando Bloom.
Well, like, she did do I Kissed a Girl.
Another queerbaiting song.
Mm.
And she also has...
Yeah.
You're So Gay, that song?
I haven't listened to that.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys. Yeah.
What?
I'm sure some of you have heard that.
How old is that song?
That's from her first album.
Oh. Well. Yeah.
Mind you, she was a Christian singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like,
how did we get here?
Girl, maybe Katy she did Perry... have some kind of gay experience. Well,
anyway.
I do also love Sabrina. I can't lie.
No, she's a great performer.
I
liked Sabrina's album.
Uh-huh.
I deleted Bedchem and Good Graces off of my library.
I kind
of
don't like Slim Pickens either. Slim Pickens.
I'm just like, well, I just felt like they just weren't the strongest songs on the album. And I was like, I can just listen to this album without them. And it makes so much more sense cohesively.
Yeah.
I
feel like Bedchem was definitely just for the lyrics and like the conversation that would have around it.
Yeah.
No, and the definitely. TikTok sounds. I'm not kidding. I really do have a theory that people make songs for TikTok sounds.
No, they do.
So that they go
they
famous.
They do because they make the most money off of that.
Yeah.
And like it spreads awareness and then people go stream it, which is crazy. I don't think I don't know if I've ever seen a TikTok song that's like viral and then added it to my library. I don't think I've done that.
I did with Chinese New Year.
I don't know that one. So how does it go?
Yeah, it goes. I forget. But it goes, Chinese New Year. Wait, it's like, until you get out of here, I see you at the movies.
Oh, but that was like high school.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Yeah.
You said never.
Yeah, true. I never added that one to my library.
Whoa. Sorry.
Con China. La Pu China. So, well, I think, well, Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers got super popular, but I listened to that before it was popular on TikTok.
So. Whatever, you're so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And everybody should go listen to Phoebe Bridgers.
Good thing I'm not happy.
Let's go stream. The Taste music video I really liked.
I liked it too.
Honestly.
But also she made out with Jenna in that.
Yeah. But that was for the purpose of
the
song.
Yeah, that was the storyline. Yeah.
That was the storyline of the song, which still could leave some room for queerbaiting conversation.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like there's more of a leniency to that because it was literally the song.
And also everyone literally like when Sabrina got really viral, everyone was like, yeah, she's definitely straight. Did you ever see those?
Yes. Yeah.
They were like, yeah, can't get any more straight than that.
I mean, like, it's true. Now she's making out with an alien.
Right.
He's like, okay.
Okay.
Other news, Taylor Swift broke the record for the most VMAs ever.
Yep.
Honestly, she shouldn't have won Song of the Summer. Fortnite won Song of the Summer. What?
Really?
It's not even a summer song. That's a spring song specifically. And...
Wait, I thought... Espresso did Song of the Summer.
It won
Song of the Year.
It won something else, but it wasn't Song of the Summer. And I'm
maybe
like,
Song of the Year. I think it was.
I think so. And I'm like, that's the most summer song.
Yeah.
Like, what? What do you mean it's not Espresso?
Right.
But, so Taylor just, and she also won like two or maybe three more VMAs that night. I'm like, she didn't even need to, like, Music Video of the Year, Artist of the Year.
Wow. Oh, yeah, she did do Music Video of the Year.
She didn't even need to win Song of the Summer. But specific, like, what I want to say on this, if you're mad at her winning this much, you need to go vote.
Yeah.
Because this is specifically voting.
She has the biggest fan base, so.
And people are, mad at her for winning, but I'm like, did you go vote for Ariana Grande?
Right.
Open that link up and vote then.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how the VMAs went.
And I'm sure that, like, the big Swifties were like, everyone go vote. Everyone go vote.
They're probably really pushing it. Open up that website and go vote.
No hate.
Swifties scare me. I don't consider myself a Swiftie. I'm someone who listens to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'm not a Swiftie. Because I'm like, once you start basing your whole life around this person's persona.
Yeah.
What?
The only stan I've had is One Direction, I would say. Mm-hmm. Not even stan, but I just, like, love them. But also, it wasn't even, like, I was also a child. So, true. Like.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. What? Like, I just love them.
Hate me for liking One Direction.
Come on.
Mind you, no one's hating. No one said a thing.
But also, when you're like a grown adult and you're like,
seriously, still, how are you 35?
Like, I don't know. I'm sorry, but that's a little strange.
No.
For anyone.
No, it
not
is.
Not just Swifties.
No, it is. It's weird. Especially Arianators. Weird. And they're the most aggressive ones.
Yep.
So now I want to talk about Disney because Chloe wanted me to talk about this.
Well, I want to know because, I really like Disney and you can say what you need
to say.
Which
is fair. It's fair.
Say what you need to say.
Well, I know, like, obviously I grew up watching Disney. I love, like, older Disney. I can
mind
watch
you, he
Disney.
Didn't have any channels.
Nope. I only watched the VHS Disney Princesses and Aladdin. Well, I guess that is another Disney princess movie. And Lion King. I didn't have Disney Channel, but I did watch Hannah Montana on my Netflix on the
good.
Wii. I would hide
Hannah
that from
Montana
my parents.
Was on Netflix?
Yeah.
That's
it was like 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right after it ended. So
that's everything.
I just feel it's less to do with, like, I don't like the people like Disney. It's more like I just don't like Disney as a company.
Oh.
Like, because of, like, just their stances on things and their outlook on what it means to create film. And, like,
okay.
Because I feel like they only do it for profit.
Right.
And obviously they're a business. They're right. Trying to make money. But when it comes to the entertainment
industry,
they're
kind of monopoly.
No, exactly. And they gobble up all of these, like, franchises. And then they recreate them because they think that they can make a boatload of money. And then they totally ruin the, like, Star Wars, totally ruined. Like, it's literally trash.
Yeah.
And
Marvel, low-key.
I didn't really like the Percy Jackson.
You didn't?
I didn't really like it.
Well, I think I would have liked it more if I was younger.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an adult watching Percy Jackson. I don't like it. But, like, it really...
I was actually talking to one of my students about it. And
really?
He was saying that he was, like, reading the books. And he was like, yeah, I definitely like the show more than the movie. And we were just, like, talking
I'm
about
dead.
It. And I was like, yeah.
Well, like... I honestly like the movie more because it, like, had, like, darker themes to it.
Okay, but then I'm like, okay, do I like the movie more because that's what I grew up with?
True. True.
It's like if I were to watch both at the same time now,
but,
who knows?
I think another reason I don't like it didn't, like, the CGI is always bad.
Terrible.
And it's because they don't give their... they don't
crew.
Give their artists enough time and they give them all these deadlines and they're forcing them to make cheap looking CGI VFX. And I just feel like,
but they also have enough money to, like,
right.
get the good shit and it should be better.
I know, it should be good. And I feel like everyone is always commenting on how bad the CGI is at Disney. I'm like, they're a billion-dollar company. What do you mean it looks bad?
Right.
Like, A24 is a much smaller distributor and they're...
I've been living for A24 movies.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
Everything Everywhere All at Once is like...
So fire.
Obviously, I'm going to be biased about this because I love this movie with my entire being. But they did that with like... I think... Let me see what the budget was.
I need to rewatch that movie.
What was the Everything Everywhere All at Once budget? $25 million. A lot of the Disney movies get like $150 million, $500 million budget.
Yeah.
This $25 million budget movie is clearing one, like,
the Oscars. Four
Oscars picture of the year.
Please.
Like, come on. And I also, I'm like, they hold themselves, they hold the writers back because they don't want to be too controversial.
Mm.
And they only appeal to certain audiences after the fact. Like, gay people were never in any Disney movies before like gay marriage was legalized. Like, I don't think that there, if there was, let me know.
I don't think so, but I think they alluded to it in some movies. Like, I don't really, not saying, like, I don't know, people have had theories about some movies growing up, but it's also like the people that were in charge probably didn't want to like go past what was
exactly acceptable. And that's my thing. I'm like, film is supposed to challenge perspectives and to bring like real stories into like your own life and to enrich your life with them, and stopping writers from fleshing out a whole story just because you're worried that people are going to be upset after watching it, like, that is not the point of film at all, at least to me. Like, there is an entertainment aspect that I appreciate, but the movies that I feel are the most impactful, like, they go that far and they make statements on things that aren't like normal, and it just is frustrating to me that like creativity has to be hindered by corporate interest.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. And I feel the same. I feel less about that.
I feel like that's
a
lot
Universal.
Of companies, though.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, not... I mean, I really, like, frankly, I don't really like corporatism. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just disappointing when, like, you think you're going to get, like a fleshed out storyline and so many things are cut or just not even written in because, like, they're worried about what the investors are going to say.
Right.
And I don't, I feel like.
I do think that they've tried, like, more recently, though. Like,
no,
they're,
definitely.
Like, after it was legalized, it was like, okay, there's no reason not to have.
Right. Well, and I'm like, that's kind of my point is, like, I wish that they, like, why were you so scared to do it in the first place if this is what you believe in?
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too far into that. Because, like, I know they're trying to make money, people. I know it. But it's just, like, I prefer...
Just disappointed.
Yes, exactly. I prefer different movies over that. Also, Disney adults kind of frustrate me slightly.
I'm
just
dead.
Because it's kind of like the same thing with Swifties.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, your entire house is filled with, like...
Okay, that's not me.
No,
but I
You're
will
not,
say
you just enjoy
but,
Disney.
But I will say, I have really bad anxiety, right? So, like, watching movies or like listening to songs that I know or have known since like I was younger, definitely like helps me just like kind of calm down and kind of dissociate because it's like okay. I know what's going to happen in this movie. Like, I know what's happening.
No, exactly.
And it's like, I just want to watch
it. It's comforting.
It. Yes, it's very comforting and nostalgic, I feel.
And honestly, I feel like I need to go watch Lilo and Stitch. Because much as I don't like Disney, Lilo and Stitch is one of the best
fire.
Movies ever.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that movie is so freaking fun. And I do appreciate
it's so good.
And
so funny.
Like, and it's heartfelt, too.
Yes.
Like,
it has a good storyline.
Exactly. And I do appreciate Disney for bringing the United States Studio Ghibli movies, because those are my favorite movies of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because they did, like, the voice acting casting and everything for, like, bringing them over from Japan. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate them for doing that. But I don't know.
That's just...
I don't feel that way as much with, like, Warner Bros. And Universal, just because I feel like they have a more, like, broad spectrum of movies. And I know, like, most Disney movies are meant to be, like, kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's mostly why I, like, don't really get into it that much.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even, like, I used to really keep up with Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've watched a Marvel movie in, like, 4 years.
I feel like the Marvel movies have just, like, been done. Like, yeah. It's, like,
they should have just been. Or do something more fresh. Yeah. Like, why are we having Robert Downey Jr. come back as Dr.
Doom? Oh, my God. Mitch was so mad about that. Right.
And Will made, my roommate Will made a really good point, is like, Dr. Doom is supposed to be like a Romani person, and like, yeah, it's supposed to be a really deep part of his background, and just to have Robert Downey Jr. do it,
that's
because
insane.
They're paying him like $100 million to do the role, like,
that's foul.
Really?
And that, like, kind of, like, you're taking the position from someone else.
Right, exactly.
And that whole storyline. Like,
and that's
what?
Like another, it's like Disney has been like a leading voice on inclusivity,
yeah,
for like a few years now, and
yeah, and also the thing about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, getting rid of the, like, the actual dwarves, and now they're just people.
It's are like
they
the seven.
Are they CGI'd them?
There's one person who is a dwarf, but then like the other, it's like the seven like helpful hands, or like seven like something like that.
Please.
It's like,
I'm
okay.
Like, so I feel like that's something that's not helpful at all.
Yeah.
Because there are so many little people that are looking as actors, looking for jobs, and you just totally.
And that one guy, what's his name from Elf? I have no idea what his name is. He was an elf. He was in the new Hunger Games.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I watched an interview of someone, and he was saying that, like, he literally gets all of the roles with people who have dwarfism. Like, he literally gets all of them.
No, wait,
because
I didn't
he's
see
so
that.
Famous.
Because there was that one movie about, it was like that Romeo and Juliet type movie, where he was like a writer or whatever.
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like a musical. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But like
Gingrich, Peter Gingrich.
Yeah, I think so.
I just pulled
Gingrich
that out of my
is
ass.
Crazy last name if that's real. But so it's just annoying because it's taking away from everyone else. Mm-hmm. Who is waiting to get roles, and then it's like, okay, this one time I literally could get a role in this,
right?
Like, and then they change it. But like, I get this, like, why they would do that behind it, because they're trying to be like,
they
don't
want to be insensitive.
Yeah, but and, then it's like,
but that's like kind of what I'm getting at, is like they went so far to not be insensitive that they became insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're erasing little people from the story.
They went so far so that they just cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, okay, what?
It's like, now nobody's winning.
Right.
Because we're all pissed.
Right.
But
we'll see when the movie comes out. I going to go see it? Yeah.
I saw Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, yeah. What was the... did Sydney text you?
Yes, Sydney did text me.
Yeah.
And she asked me my thoughts. So, I mean, it was a fun movie. The set, it was a good movie. I mean, I think people should go see it because it was fun. It's a fun movie to see with your family. I mean, it's a little dirty, but like, that's what the original Beetlejuice was. The set was kind of cheapish. But Tim Burton is frequently, consistently, like, being racist slightly with casting, with like specific races in certain roles in his movies. And in Beetlejuice, like, they had an Asian person working at a laundromat, which is like a trope.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's bad.
Or is a dry cleaner.
That's bad.
Yeah. And he put, like, the only time I ever saw a black person was when they were doing this like soul trained funk scene, and they were all like discoed out, like 80s 70s disco, like, and like they're all dancing, but that was the only time there was ever a black person, and I'm like,
okay, so
like it was fun, but yeah. What are you saying? Because like this is why inclusivity is so important, is like when you only cast black people or people of color in specific roles, you're setting a message.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message yeah. that I got from Tim Burton. He's not beating those allegations.
No.
Because he's been dealing with this for a while.
In other shows and movies?
He's done it in like his claymation movies. Like there's no black people in those.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure in his other, like he doesn't cast black people.
Interesting.
And I'm wondering, like, this is a horrible, like, this kind of an intrusive thought a little, is, like, they told him he had to meet, like, inclusivity, like, quota thing. Like, they were trying to, like, bring more black people into the movie. And he was like, well, then they can be in this role.
Right.
Instead of, like, actually making a diverse character.
And that's a theory?
That's just in my head.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just in my, I don't know if that's something that happened.
But will make sense.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's foul.
It's really
I don't
foul.
Like that at all.
No. Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
I mean the rest and of the
like,
movie
it's
is really
so
fun,
subtle but... that people won't even like really think about it. But like yeah. Well, when you think about it, it's like okay.
I kind of went into the movie with that lens because I was like, do I really want to be seeing a Tim Burton movie?
Oh yeah.
Like go see it with your friends, maybe if you wanna.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. It was fun. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I'm so excited to start this podcast back up again.
Same.
Like I've been like I feel bad because I feel like I was slacking really hard because like I created this thing and I like this summer I didn't put a lot of effort into it at all and I feel bad about that, but like I'm ready.
I mean,
I'm ready to get back into
we
it.
We both didn't do anything, so
I know. But I like I didn't even post on the Instagram at all except when we got the fan mail.
It's okay.
I'm just like y'all, we're active again. Oh,
we're active
we're
again.
Back.
Oh, don't even worry. We're so back.